we feel really fortunate, really, really lucky, and we're just so happy to be here. So we're moved in. I think it's been almost 2 weeks now that we've been moved in full time. So it feels wonderful to be here.
After years working hard and stashing away their nest egg, Liz and Nate are looking forward to enjoying the fruits of their labor. With two homes, one in Boston and a homestead sitting on 66 acres of land in Vermont, they're now making their transition into retirement. But Liz and Nate are a bit different than you're probably imagining. These lovebirds are planning to retire by 33. And they're making it happen with a baby in tow. Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and tips on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. If you're looking for an easy way to help keep your portfolio on target for retirement without having to link your accounts to yet another service, check out Divvy. Listeners can get a 10% discount. Visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY, one word. Retiring in your 30s. Sounds incredible, doesn't it? What would you do if you were financially independent? The tough part is getting there, though. Now, inheritance would be a wonderful boost. So would high-paying jobs. But that's not the secret to Nate and Liz's strategy. Actually, the Frugalwoods, as they're known online, have a few key tricks of the financial independence trade they've used. But before we get into the how, we'll start with the why.
For quite a number of years, we knew that we wanted to do something different. We had been working really standard jobs. We'd done basically what you're supposed to do. So we'd gone to college, we'd gotten good grades, we'd gotten jobs, got married, bought a house. You know, we were just kind of on this standard track that it's very easy to find yourself on. And there was nothing wrong with it. It was a good track to be on. But we started to realize that we just were not fulfilled. And we did not feel like we had meaning in our lives. And I think what I was starting to see with Mr. Frugalwoods is that, you know, he didn't seem as happy or as hopeful or as optimistic as he was when we were dating in college. And he saw the same thing in me. And I think what we started to realize is that, you know, if we continued on this track of doing things that, you know, we're not necessarily passionate about, that, you know, we'd turn 40, we'd turn 50, we'd turn 60, and we would never have truly pursued the things that we want in life. I think inertia is very powerful. And I think you get into a track, you get into a career track, you get into a job track, even in a marriage, and it's very easy to sort of just continue on, even if it's not something that you're passionate about. And, you know, the more responsibilities you have, I think the harder it is to break that mold.
Once they decided to get off that track, Liz and Nate took a bit of time to figure out what they cared about and wanted to do with their lives and how they were going to get there.
Probably in 2012 is when this started, and we were living in Washington, D.C. at the time, and we both just had these like crazy hectic D.C. jobs, and I was also going to grad school full-time at the same time, which is like completely nuts. So we were just feeling totally maxed out, really not digging like the D.C. vibe, which is kind of a much flashier place than we are. We're just not really very flashy, scene-y people. We're like, okay, we've got to chart a way out of this. This cannot be our lives because it's just not working for us. So we kind of started to make this spreadsheet of places we would live if we were not dependent on jobs.
And not just any old spreadsheet, but you'll see in a little bit.
You know, if we did not need to have a job in that location. And so we thought about a lot of different rural areas. We talked about rural California, Kansas, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts. And the place we kept coming back to over and over again was Vermont. And we had this list of, I think we had something like 15 different variables in our little spreadsheet of all the things that we wanted this place to have and to espouse. So it was really like a very kind of analytical process of where would you live if you could live anywhere?
15 variables. Okay, right there, that is one example of what helped these two go from just dreaming about early retirement to making it happen. Doing their research. and the Frugalwoods apply it to all their purchases.
Oh, planning. We love to plan. I really do think, you know, it's so tempting to, okay, I want to do something, I want to make a change, and I want to do it tomorrow. But more often than not, we need time financially, mentally, emotionally, to get ourselves on board with a big change. And for us, you know, we needed time to save more money. We were frugal. You know, we probably could have made this change maybe in 2012, but it would have been really challenging financially. So we decided, okay, we're going to set ourselves out on this extreme frugality regimen, which is what's going to enable us to get there financially. And then mentally and emotionally, we're going to do a lot of research. And doing that planning is, I think it helps to pass the time. It helps you to feel like you're making progress towards your goal. And it also helps you to feel like you're making the right decision.
What's funny about this is you'd think that the spreadsheet-loving couple would have an equally detailed budget where every penny of theirs is tracked.
We love to be really analytical and spreadsheet-oriented on everything except budgeting. I think it just kind of annoys us, our personality. So we decided, okay, we're not going to budget. We're going to live on frugal autopilot. And so what that means for us is that we have a worldview that is frugal. And so essentially we go through most of our days without spending any money.
Sounds simple, but it can be a huge mind shift and change. Some habits that have been cultivated, like buying for convenience, have to be replaced with a more frugal and sustainable way of doing things.
You know, there are so many points within a day, so many junctures at which you could spend money. You could buy coffee in the morning. You could buy a muffin, you could buy a magazine, you could, you know, all of these kind of options, and we just choose not to do any of those things. And so when we do shop, you know, when we grocery shop or something like that, we just shop off of a list. You know, I don't tally it up as I'm shopping around the store or anything like that. I know what's least expensive, and so that's what we buy. And for any large purchases, we discuss them in advance. But it's really rare that one of us wants to buy something that the other says, oh, you know, I really don't think that's a good idea. Because we essentially just don't buy a lot of stuff. And we also, anytime we think we need something, you know, the first step is not to buy it. The first step is to think, okay, do we have anything? Can we just borrow someone else's ladder, for example, or chainsaw, or whatever it is, whatever project it is that we're working on? Or do we need this for the foreseeable future? And then can we get it used? So we're always checking out the used market, trying to purchase used, because it's just a fraction off the cost of new. So in this way, kind of by having this frugal outlook, it's funny, we end up spending almost about the same amount every month, even though we don't budget. It's usually like, you know, in a good month, it's around like $800, $900, not counting our mortgage. And I don't count our mortgages now because those are covered by our rental property. So, you know, I'm really just looking at kind of our living expenses.
Coming up, we'll get into how Liz and Nate managed to keep their spending in check while taking care of a beautiful bouncing baby girl. And she has a tip for you to help keep the spark alive and your finances in a good place. But first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Coastal Federal Credit Union. If you're sick and tired of being treated like a number by your bank, come on over to the credit union side. Coastal has been proudly serving its members, including me, for almost 50 years. They're based in Raleigh, North Carolina, and provide service to members worldwide. They have a network of 50,000 surcharge-free ATMs and 3,400 shared branches, which means you'll always have access to your cash when you need it. So if you're ready to learn more and switch, please visit coastal24.com. Welcome back. As you heard earlier, Liz and Nate have worked hard on their early retirement plans. And part of their strategy involves being savvy with their spending. While being married presents its own challenges, they recently had a new addition to their family, a beautiful baby girl. Parenthood has brought many challenges. Parenthood has brought many changes. Parenthood has brought many changes, but the Frugalwoods have found a way to lessen the financial impact of their little one.
You know, we had always planned on having children, and so it was always part of the plan. You know, the timing, we ended up actually getting pregnant, it took us a lot longer, over a year to get pregnant. So we kind of had a long time to think about it. But, you know, we had always known that we wanted to have children. So that was always part of the plan. So it really did not change things. Actually, what's interesting is that, if anything, it really accelerated our decision. We ended up, ironically, purchasing our place the week before our daughter was born. And we saw this property when I was 9 months pregnant. We thought, that's it. That is the one. And so I was very grateful that we had done kind of these years of advanced planning so that it didn't feel totally crazy. It felt mostly crazy to be buying this property, like literally as we're in the hospital. So I think, you know, when you have these goals in mind, when you know you want to do something unusual or you know you want to have children, they really can work in concert. And I also think in a lot of ways, I'm grateful that we did buy the place when we did, because honestly, if we had waited, you know, and our daughter is now 6 months old, I think it would be harder to take that leap because you get set in routines, you get set in patterns. And I do think the older I get, the harder it is to change. And so I am glad that we, you know, kind of took that risk and took that leap of faith when we did.
Even though they have plenty to do as parents, Liz and Nate make sure that they spend time together to nurture their relationship. Besides catching up, they also have money dates, something Liz highly recommends.
Oh, I love this. Yes, the first thing I would do is go on a finance date. Do not laugh. I am a big advocate of the finance date. This is like basically do something that you would do as a date, but talk about money and have money be your topic. And the reason I like the date parameter is because then everybody's relaxed. You're in a good mood. Either the kids are with you and they're behaving, or you have a babysitter. You know, it's time that you've carved out to spend together and you're not focusing on other things. I think it's, you know, it's really difficult when you kind of spring onto your partner at 10 p.m. while they're trying to go to sleep. Oh, hey, you know, I really think we need to like buy index funds. And your partner's like, oh my God, I'm trying to sleep. You know, so find a time when you're in agreement that this is what you're going to talk about. So you set it out ahead of time. Okay, we're going to have this date on Thursday at 6 and we're going to talk about money. And the first thing to talk about really is, what do you want out of life? And that sounds kind of stupid, but honestly, it's, you can't really make plans for your money unless you know what you want your life to look like. Because I think budgeting on a daily or a weekly basis is kind of pointless if you're not working towards kind of a larger aspiration. So maybe your larger aspiration is, you know, we want to take a family vacation every year, or we want to pay for our kids' college, or we want to buy a home, whatever it is. And there can be varying levels of goals throughout your life. I think having that goal in mind and then getting your finances in alignment with that goal is fantastic. You know, not everybody needs, quote unquote, needs to be as frugal as we are, because not everybody wants to retire early. That's not, you know, I don't think that's everyone's goal. It shouldn't be everyone's goal. Everyone has a different goal. But realizing that what you want out of life and how you spend your money are just inextricably linked.
I want to thank Liz for coming on the podcast. If you want to see how they're doing, or maybe pick up some tips so you can retire sooner, please visit frugalwoods.com. I'll also have some of my favorite articles from them, along with financial independence resources, in the show notes. And thank you to our sponsors. Their support allows me to have more time to produce this podcast and make it the best I can. Please check out Coastal Federal Credit Union and Divvy Investments to see if they're the right fit for you. Like the new music? Our theme is from Gentle Regime. If you want to hear more, I have a link in the show notes. Okay, these show notes are packed with good stuff, so please visit at couplemoneypodcast.com. And seriously, thank you. This podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. All those tweets, Facebook likes, ratings, and reviews gets the word out. I read them all, and I really appreciate them. On next week's show, come back and hear how Tony escaped a timeshare nightmare, and how you can too. So if you don't want to miss out, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're out there on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.